but I had no eyes for the armed service. I was a Boy Scout, but that's as far as I really wanted to go, you know. So I got rejected. I told them a story of how I had ulcer and everything. I was, I guess, 17, 18 when I went down. And they asked me what I took. I told them this medicine that this pianist had told me about, Amphagel or something like that. And then when I come to New York later on, not to jump ahead of you, when I was with Charlie Parker, they called me down again. I forget what war that was.
Probably the Korean War.
Korean War. And I still had my 4F from Boston. And I told them, I said, man, you don't really want, you don't like black people anyhow. I mean, what you want with me? You know? And I got rejected then. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because the guys were planning. I had just bought that car. 1950, I think that was the Korean War year. I was in Birdland playing with Charlie Parker. And there were a couple drummers planning on what they would do if Roy Haynes went in. One drummer said he would take his gig with Bird. And the other drummer said, I'll take his car. In the meantime, people like Symphony Sid, who was a very popular DJ, they knew I was, you know, I was going to be called by the draft board. So they started teasing me, even on the radio. They would say, Corporal Roy Haynes. And then they start saying, Sergeant Roy Haynes, on a radio broadcast. Evidently, they sold the broadcast to Europe. When I got to Europe in 1954, some of the jazz fans were calling me Sergeant Roy Haynes.